Lawrence and Taylor is the name of the program. It's 590 WKZO. The program brought to you by Great Lakes Waterproofing. Go to greatlakeswaterproofing.com for a free estimate before all of the rest of that snow melts and causes us problems. So check him out today. Well, my name is Jeremy Lawrence. He's not Roger Taylor.
No, I am not.
You're Michael.
Yes.
So, and I think we've worked all that out. But Roger has the day away, so I have no idea. I'm assuming he's probably, you know, at home in his PJs playing darts or something. I don't know. But he's taken some time off anyway. Mm-hmm. So certainly glad he gets the opportunity to do that. We, on the other hand, get a chance to sit and chat with you, and that's exactly what we're going to do up through 5 o'clock with a shortened version of the program. Tell you what, lots to talk about today, even with the Tigers, I don't even know what to call it. I mean, a crushing victory? You suppose that's appropriate there?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so.
18-4,
They certainly throttled the Blue Jays.
Throttled, there's another one. You know, you got to practice these things. Mm-hmm. You know, throttled. It's not an upset.
No,
certainly not that.
But, beat down.
Clobbered, crushed.
Yeah.
Chopped, filleted, something like that.
Massacred.
Yeah, you know. Cut down. I mean, there's any number. I mean, with 162 games, you got to have a different one for every game.
So, yeah. You know, you can't be redundant.
Of course. Why would you want to do that?
That's just boring.
Yeah, if you were going to be redundant, then you'd end up like me. So. But we got a lot to talk about. One of the things I wanted to tell you about today, the video of the day, which actually it's already up on Facebook, but it's on our website, WKZO.com. The reason why we do videos of the day is because our digital department has decided that, you know what, we need these guys to blog. And because we're fun-loving guys, we like to have a little fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways we do that is a viral video of the day. Today, I don't know if you've seen this one. This is an owner had suspected their dog was disobeying and jumping on the bed. You know, it's something a lot of dog owners have to deal with.
Yeah.
So they set up a video camera, trained it on the bed to see what would happen. Well, after they left, after some time, the dog decided to, I'll just let you watch the video. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to have to watch it at some point.
It's well worth it. It's something that will make you smile, which is what we're trying to do. So check it out. That's in the blog section of the website at WKZO.com. Also posted on our Facebook page. And if you haven't liked us yet there, please do so. We'd love to have you on board there. All right. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, and this comes from a report that the attorneys general of several states, I guess that's the way you say it, attorneys general anyway, they have sent a letter. This is attorneys general from 28 different states urging drugstores and a lot of the big box stores to stop selling tobacco products. They sent this out. Oh, good grief. They sent this out to a ton of different pharmacies and various places. Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Safeway, Kroger, grocery chain there.
Mm-hmm.
Sending out there saying, you know what? If you sell tobacco, it kind of normalizes the product. Lets people know it's okay. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm sitting here thinking, okay, don't we already, I mean, we've been working on campaigns on this since, I don't know. I mean, it's been ever since I can remember that there have been those notices on cigarettes that say, this is bad for your health. You could, you know, get cancer and things like that. I mean, you know, the notices are on there.
Mm-hmm.
And back when cigarettes actually advertised, which they don't too much anymore, but when they did, the notice was right there that said, the Surgeon General says that smoking can be very harmful, cause cancer, blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, they've got several different that they've mixed up over the years. But you have to have been buried in like the deepest closet in order to not know that tobacco and cigarette smoking is bad for you.
Yeah.
So how in the world would these stores carrying these normalize the product? We already know it's bad. But in this case, the attorneys general from several states, they're saying that it included New York, Ohio, Arizona, Connecticut, Illinois, several others. They want to be able to tell these retailers, stop carrying that. Now, I'm not a smoker. I find the whole habit detestable. I really just don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's bad for me, but at the same time, you get around where someone is smoking and you can kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You pick up the hint of that smell.
You pick up the hint, and particularly if they are smoking or something like that and you're in the presence, yeah. I'm not a big fan of it by any stretch. But what happens if we take cigarettes out of every store in America? Because that's the eventual plan here, is to be able to say, all right, nobody sells it. Where are people going to get their cigarettes?
I have no idea. You know, I mean, it's not like they're illegal to buy. So
certainly.
It's like you can't really force the stores to take them out.
Well, and I think the attorneys general are not saying, you know, stop selling them or else.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more of a, could you guys help us out here? We're trying to get people to stop smoking. Okay, I get that. But at the same time, you know, if CVS made the choice to say, all right, that's it, we're done selling these things. And I felt like at the time, yeah, okay, they're making a decision that, yeah, it's going to get them some good PR, but ultimately there's a business choice there. That was a choice made because they, whether it was like the profit didn't justify all the cost that went into it or whatever, but I think it was a business decision to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not real wild about somebody coming along and saying, I want you to make this business decision because I'd like it if you wouldn't. You know, if I had a business, I'm going to make the decision based on, all right, is that good for my business?
Yeah.
Is that something that is going to make things better or worse? And really, in this case, if Walmart, Rite Aid, and other places weren't carrying the cigarettes, people that smoke would just go other places.
Yeah. They're just going to go to, like, those you know, those wine stores that mm-hmm. sell them. Or
convenience
store. Yeah, convenience stores. That's what I was going for.
You go pump your gas. You'll go inside and buy a pack or two, you know. But to me, I kind of think, really, should we take the time to do this? Now, I know we want to educate people to say smoking is bad for you. And I think we've done an excellent job of that, really.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about, you know, I can remember, you know, when I was in school, that's what we heard about. Every health class that we had, every opportunity that smoking is bad for you, you shouldn't smoke. And some people decided to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. I tend to think maybe instead of these efforts to say, Walmart, don't you dare. Walgreens, don't you dare. Instead, maybe educate people a little further. Say, you know what? We need to get the word out. We need to tell people, all right, this is what this is doing to you. And I think an awful lot of people that have had someone, and, you know, I had somebody in my life that used to smoke. And sadly paid the price for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sort of thing that I think is the, quote unquote, selling point. To be able to say, all right, you don't want to smoke. Why? Well, here's why. You know, you might lose this person in your life. They might end up having to struggle with cancer or some other, you know, respiratory kind of thing or whatever.
Yeah, they had some ads on TV a few years ago where they showed people that used to smoke and they showed all the effects that it had mm-hmm. to them.
No, I remember that.
Yeah.
I had a guy that was, he had like some sort of a thing in his windpipe,
yeah.
couldn't talk or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember some of those. And I thought those were pretty effective to be able to say, yeah, don't be like me. You know, so I kind of think, is this maybe a waste of time on their part to say, guys, don't sell this stuff? Maybe they should turn around and say, you know what? Instead, we need to turn this over to somebody in the state that knows what they're doing and getting the word out. I mean, definitely, let's educate our kids about it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's turn around and educate some parents about it. Educate some older people about it. Because here's the thing, an awful lot of people that are in that situation that are smoking, they go to the doctor just as regularly as anybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's your opening, the doctor to say, you're a smoker, you need to cut it out. You know, I don't know. I'd love to hear your angle on it. 382-4280 is the phone number. 877-382-4280 as well. It just, I don't know, it kind of sits wrong with me when 28 attorneys general, and these are not necessarily of one party or another. I mean, they cross party lines. So I don't think it's a partisan issue. It kind of bothers me that they're stepping into this and saying, wait a minute, you shouldn't do that. Ultimately, we need to leave up to these companies their own business decisions. And if you can remember, when CVS came out and said, all right, we're going to stop selling tobacco products, you remember they asked Walgreens at the time, well, what are you guys going to do? Well, we're thinking about it. That's kind of what you got. We're considering that. I think you turn them loose and let them consider it. Because I don't think a move like this, I don't think people are going to go, oh, Walmart's not selling my brand anymore. They're not selling cigarettes anymore. I'm going to quit. I think more apt you're going to get to, I'm going to go somewhere else to buy them. Not unless you absolutely make them illegal, and I don't see that happening anytime soon. But what do you think? 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Let's go to the phones here. James, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Well, I think this is more of a moral thing if you think about it, because these stores that we're talking about all have pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
And what does pharmacies do but sell drugs? And if you're a smoker, chances are at some point, emphysema, pneumonia, you know, you're going to need medications. So
sure.
By selling the cigarettes, these companies are profiting off of bad decisions. You know, maybe not that they're making it, but others. And then they sell the drugs. So it's like a cycle. So there's more of a underlying profit. If we sell the cigarettes, we can sell the medicine. And I think morally, I think CVS decided that it was bad business. It'd be like McDonald's owning hospitals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I guess you can say that to a certain degree. But, you know, most Walmarts, you know, that are out there anymore, with the exception of a couple, I think, are a super Walmart. So they're selling, you know, a lot of the groceries and things like that.
Yep.
So they're also going to sell a lot of that high-fat stuff. You know, these places will sell Twinkies and that kind of thing. Couldn't the same argument be made for that?
Oh, it could be. And I think, you know, the White House is already trying to regulate all that in the schools and wait till they get their hands on Walmart, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I just kind of think, you know what, let Walmart make the decision for themselves, because ultimately people are going to make their own choices about what they want to do with their life and their health.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think CVS took alcohol out of their business. They kept that, but
sure.
They decided to get the cigarettes. It's, you know, it's just, you know, I look at it as a thing of, you know, morally, it was probably the right thing to do. And if CVS wasn't around in my area, I might go to it. But, you know, I like the fact that someone's going to stand up for something that I don't think should be in the stores. I did look at it as a good business decision for them as far as for me. But the bad thing is they're not in my area.
Okay. All right. Well, James, I got to run to the break, but I appreciate your viewpoints on this.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Lawrence and Taylor continues. We're going to continue the conversation. Got a couple people waiting on the line, so we will get to those as quickly as we can as we discuss. What do you think? Tobacco in some of the big box stores, or some attorneys general don't want to see it happen? Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. Just a few more minutes here for your phone calls at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Back to the phones we go, and we speak with Craig in Kalamazoo. Craig, glad you're with us. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good. Hey, I don't have a problem at all with that. I mean, you have to, in many states, you can't even get beer, you know, at CVS. You have to go to a store just to get beer and wine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a former smoker. I don't have a problem with that. I still, you know, drink beer. I can only get it at certain stores. You can't get pornography, for example, at the checkout line at Meijer. It's been, you know, relegated to certain places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So as to not normalize that. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't think you do either.
Well, certainly not. I just tend to think, you know, let's leave this up to the businesses. And let's face it, you know, with CVS making the decision they did, you know, like-minded businesses, you know, Walgreens, Rite Aid, things like that, and even the big box stores are probably already going through the decision-making process on this anyway.
Probably. I could see big grocery stores not carrying it very soon. I do remember the day when cigarettes used to be on the checkout line at big grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're no longer there.
I can remember the days when they had cigarette machines out in the lobby that you'd,
right.
you'd go buy something from. But, you know, I guess ultimately, you know, a lot of these attorneys general are kind of making the statement that, well, if they don't sell them, then, you know, people will be more apt to quit. I tend to think people will be more apt to go look elsewhere rather than quit.
I agree, but will you keep the younger ones from seeing it and, like I said, normalize it? Will you keep them from seeing it as something you can buy with, like, a pack of bubble gum?
Mm-hmm.
We stop the future generations, you know?
Well, I understand that. I think at the same time, though, you know, we all make our decisions to do whatever it is we do with our body, whether good or bad. You know, some people make the decision to, you know, run 5 miles a day, and that's probably good for you. Some people make the decision to smoke a pack a day, and that's, you know, we know that's bad for you. But I think ultimately it comes down to having people make the decision for themselves. You know, the education is out there already to know, yeah, cigarettes are a bad deal. But ultimately, I think the decision is up to every one of us.
Fair enough. I also do believe that the businesses that you're talking about would sell whatever they could if they could make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know you did say earlier about there's a bunch of money in it, there really wouldn't be much of an issue. They'd be selling it just as much as they could.
Oh, absolutely.
And I couldn't fault them for that either. So.
Absolutely. And I think that was what was behind when CVS made the decision. It was more about money than, you know, yeah, it sounds nice and moral, but I think ultimately it was probably costing them more than they thought it was worth.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Craig. I appreciate your phone call. And 382-4280. Get your call in here in just the next couple of minutes as we close out the rather abbreviated program. Program in full tomorrow, actually. No Tiger baseball of any kind. Thursday, we are looking at Michigan State. They're going to be the first round of the NCAA tournament. And actually, the broadcast time gets underway at 3:30, so it'll be another abbreviated program for that particular day as well. Meantime, continuing to talk about this, you know, really, you can't sit there and pin this on either party. I don't think it's a partisan issue because, you know, the bottom line, there are people of either political leaning that smoke cigarettes or cigars or other tobacco products. I think the ultimate thing is making sure the education is there. It's like, look, it's bad for you. You know it is. Still your choice. But ultimately, yeah, it's bad. You need to know, here's what's going to happen to your health if you do this.
Yeah, you're going to shorten your life.
And you know, and I think every one of us at some point or another is at least considered. I know, you know, growing up, I tried one at one point, and I thought, this is stupid.
It really is, yeah.
I get nothing out of this. It's just like, okay, yeah, great, okay, great, all right, tried that, done. You know, but other people try it out, and immediately they're hooked.
Yeah, they're addicted.
You know, and yeah, there should be some help and some things that went into that. You know, I saw a report the other day about, they were saying something about how third-hand smoke is bad for you. And I'm sitting here going, third-hand smoke? What? You kiss somebody that lives with a smoker or something? You know, I'm just sitting here wondering, what in the world is that? But they were talking about, you know, how smoke stays in walls and things like that for years. And, you know, you could have, like, bought a home where a smoker lived and then suddenly you're exposed to it. And I get that. But I think ultimately, you know, you're spending all this money to be able to, and you're, you know, sending out letters to these companies and you're studying this, that, and the other. But why aren't we just spending the money to say, hey, guess what? Smoking's a bad idea.
Yes.
Just my 2 cents worth. Well, that's going to wrap it up today. See you for a complete program tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Be sure you're here. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.